Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 a gallon. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That $2.89 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. Gas Buddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
Federal and state taxes will present even higher prices at the pumps. Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby Saturday, upsetting the top favorites in the field to win the 147th running of the roses at Churchill Downs. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A rare bear attack in Colorado has taken the life of a Colorado woman. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been 3 prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
Grizzly and polar bears are notorious for being the most dangerous. However, the Eurasian brown bear and the American black bear can attack people too. There were 664 bear attacks on people globally between 2000 and 2015. The United States is going to do more to combat COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India. and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, a big part of our show has to do with redemption and true life stories. People who once were and now, as I say, I am, I say about myself. When I look back at, when I came, to Jesus, even though I was born and raised a Catholic, there was that moment, that crossroads moment, like the blind man who was blind and now see. It always heartens me to see that God continues to be in the redemption business, that he hasn't let go of us, no matter your situation in life, no matter how impossible you think. No, God just does not have enough love for me to care about me. And I got to tell you, that is a big lie from the pit of hell. And I want to call it out for what it is. And when you hear this next true life story from a mafia member of the Gambino family who has gone on, he's redeemed by God, by the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, to open and find his own Christian ministry. And he's here, this former tough guy, is here, Robert Borelli, to talk about his new book, The Witness. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me, and it's been an honor and pleasure just to even get to hear your message.
Well, it's very kind of you. I mean, this is what it's all about, as you know, Robert. I mean, I tell this story that I was at a church in Southern California, and I was told prior to the church that, you know, prior to the meeting, the service, that there were 30 some people that were going to give their testimony. And I got to tell you, in my flesh, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, do I got to hear 30 some stories of people, you know, and their redemption story? And I had to later ask God for forgiveness, because the power of those testimonies was so to the point and so incredible. Not a word was spoken, Robert. Of the 32 people that came forward, they didn't say one word. But what they did was they had a cardboard. They called it a cardboard testimony. So on one side, they had, I was addicted to drugs. And then they would flip it over and say, I'm now free in Christ. I am no longer addicted. And, you know, I was once, I stole. I was a stealer. Now, you know, I'm free in Christ. I mean, by the end, and even before the end of it, you couldn't help but be in tears to see how these lives had changed and the looks on these people's faces. I mean, still carrying with them, as you know, Robert, I mean, you know, we may have been redeemed, but we may still carry some of the, you know, just in our own makeup and our own physiology, the consequences of our previous lifestyle. But when you see God's anointing and God's blessing upon this person, in spite of that, you know, I'm not sure if I'm describing this right, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. It's miraculous.
Without a doubt. And you know, in Revelations 12:11, it says, and they conquered him, meaning the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their own lives even unto death. And I think testimonies are very powerful. When I was in prison, it was a testimony of people coming in that made the redemption and the cross come to life for me. You know, my thing and what I say to people is it's never too late for a new beginning. That's the theme that I try to express no matter where you're at, no matter what's going on in your life. God is not far from you. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is here. It's now. It's
right.
not just for eternity. It's for here now and how he can transform a life. And my big thing is it needs to be a surrender. And that's what I did when I was in prison, you know. So
good point. Good point. I love that. Never too late for a new beginning. You could be on the cross next to Christ and find a new beginning, right?
That's right. Well, that's what that's what the Bible says, right? The thief on the cross had a new beginning, and from going from where he was headed into the redemption of Christ and living in paradise with Jesus at that moment, that day. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about your story. I mean, you grew up in Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn,
yes,
New York. Right. Okay, so tell our audience, you know, let's recount your story and your testimony.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. It was a tough neighborhood. It was called Bedford-Stuyvesant. I think in them days it was called Brownsville or Ocean Hill-Brownsville. I think they changed the name so many different times just so people wouldn't be afraid to come there. I'm not sure the reason why they did it, but it's changed. So anyway, it was a tough neighborhood. But it was not as a kid, I had three types of people that I could identify with. And, of course, the first would be the family that I was living with, I was born with. You know, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brothers. And my mom and dad, you know, they had a tough time taking care of all the kids and making sure the rent was paid and food on the table.
How many kids in the family, Robert?
Well, there was five, but at this point in time, my youngest brother didn't come till 8 years later. So he was still a baby at the time, but there was five of us. But the most of the struggles I heard from my mom and dad, like some of the arguments that happened in the household, was mostly finances. You know, we didn't have enough money to pay this, and why can't we do this, and all that. So at an early age, I really didn't want that. You know, I didn't want to be like my dad or my mom growing up in poverty, so to speak.
Both of them working?
Well, my mom, because there was four of us at that time, wasn't able to work. And then as we started getting a little bit older and able to go to school by ourselves, then she took a part-time job. Then when
she's working five full-time jobs with the kids.
Exactly. That's another story. But my mom was, the example my mom showed to me more than anything was the sacrifices that she made for the love of her children. You know, I can remember my mom, if I opened up my mom's closet when I was a kid, I would see three dresses. One would be for church, one would be to clean the house, and one would be to regular, you know, just regular dressings. That's what it is. So that's how my mom did. She had to make a lot of sacrifices to make sure that some of the needs were met for us. Mm-hmm. So like I said, at that time, that's not what I would be wanting to grow up to be like my dad. And then come a little
bit
later.
What was your dad? I'm sorry, Robert. Give me some background on your dad. What was your dad doing?
My dad, you know, and I don't know if this is real in everybody's life, but back in the culture that I come from, the dad was the guy that provided, but really wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like, my father was there. My mom and my dad were married until they passed away. He was there, but he wasn't there, if that makes any sense.
Does. When you're sitting there, you're worried about the economy. You're busting your pick to bring money to put food on the table. And so that was kind of the separation of the work ethic. The mom took care of the home. Dad took care of the outside, right?
Exactly. And that was the mindset. And I still see that a lot. And I don't know if that was just my neighborhood or if that was all over, because I never went out.
It was in California, too. In California, too. Okay, so. I can relate.
So my dad was the one that tried to put as much as he could, and then sometimes my dad would slip up, and the paycheck came, he would go to the bar to hang out with his friends and spend a little bit more than he was supposed to, so he'd come back home, shut some money. And I'm not discrediting my dad or talking bad about him, but my dad was, that's how it was, and those were the arguments that would happen because
exactly.
You didn't have enough money for things, and that's what started.
Well, Robert Borelli, we've got to go to quick break. Stay with me. We've got 10 more minutes when we come back. More from Robert Borelli and his redemption story. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. That's our commitment to you. And we're grateful to the people that carry the show that we can stay independent, because that's important in a world that is so confounded by fake news and false stories and narratives and anonymous reporting and all that good stuff. This is why, you know, and much more than that, why we're so committed to the truth. Robert Borelli continues with us telling his story. It's all documented in his brand new book called The Witness. And the book, tell us a little bit about the book here before we pick up with the rest of your story. The book, Robert, available in all the usual places, right?
Well, it's Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. They're not in bookstores. It's self-published, and it's H. Scott Hunt is the one that wrote the book. It's based on fiction of my story and my life. The reason why we had to use a fiction category is because we had to change some names and maybe, you know, fill in the spots where we couldn't remember everything, you know, throughout the process of the book. So that's how it is. But, yes,
but the essence
you go to
is
RobertBorelli.com, my website, and you could get it there for any donation, and just give me an address, and I'll mail it to you and sign it.
Excellent.
For you also.
Well, good, because we're going to link it at our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com. So, Robert, we've got your background with your mom, five kids, your dad, hardworking guy doing the best he can during a tough time in our country's history, and, you know, trying to provide for a family and working hard. And you're saying, look, because of this, the arguments between your mom and dad over, you know, over finances, which is very typical, you know, very typical even to this day. It's probably one of the main things that, you know, that challenges families today and marriages is money. And but you draw out of that saying, look, I don't want this. So you start you know, taking control and being the commander of your own boat, so to speak.
Well, you could say that, but I was influenced with a lot of TV. You got to remember, when I'm growing up, you had a lot of gangster movies. You had, you know, James Cagney, B.G. Robinson, Humphrey Bogart, you know. So I was influenced a lot about that. Then you had, like, the gangs, the street gangs. Like, I don't know if you ever seen Angels with Dirty Faces.
Oh, yes,
right. Cagney, those street kids. And, or even the Little Rascals, you know. So that's kind of like my neighborhood. As you had a group of young kids, you hung out together. You did some things. You got into some mischief. So I was influenced by that. But I didn't know until later on, as I got a little bit older, that my neighborhood was influenced by the Gambino crime family. And these guys got a lot of respect in the neighborhood. So when I was watching them and seeing people come over to them, and they took care of the neighborhood. I witnessed police officers going to these guys, asking them for help when robberies were being occurred and or things were going bad in the neighborhood. They would go to these guys and ask them for help. So I was very impressed by that. And I grew into that, and then I started hanging out in their little social clubs that they had in the neighborhood, and I wouldn't run errands for them. And then the closer I got, the more things that they gave me to do, and I just followed. And they became my family, actually. But one thing I needed to just correct, and it's not for any reason, but to be truthful, I wasn't a member of the Gambino crime family because my last name was not Italian. I was an associate. I couldn't become a member because you had to have an Italian last name, at least.
Yes.
So I was an associate of the Gambino crime family. And then the other thing is, I didn't write the book. H. Scott Hunt was the writer of the book, and he deserves all the credit for the book. But it is basically about my story. And the reason why we call it The Witness, because if you read the book, you can see that I was placed into a witness protection program, and I was a witness for the government, and now I'm a witness for Christ. So we thought it would be a nice name, just call it The Witness.
Exactly.
Anyway.
No, well done.
I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, not at all. Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate it. But by the age of 14, you start moving up through the ranks with the Gambino family. Like as you said, it started initially as errands. Next thing you know, by the age of 20, you got two murder raps and numerous arrests under your belt, right?
Well, yeah. At the age of 20 was my first arrest as an adult. I had two when I was like 14, 15 years old. But back in them days, they didn't put you in jail. They just gave you, mom and dad came and they give you a desk appearance and you went to family court. So I had two of those when I was 14, 15 years old. But my first arrest as an adult, 20 years old, was for two murders and possession of a weapon. And that was kind of, and I hate to use the phase of what I'm going to say, but it was kind of my claim to fame with the Gambino crime family, because as a young kid, going to jail, getting locked up for some serious, really, crimes, which really back in the 70s, you didn't hear people, young kids getting locked up for those kind of crimes, or really not so much of anybody. But anyway, so with me standing up, slaying up in jail, waiting to get bailed out, these guys really said, okay, this is the real deal. This is the guy that we want him. So that was my claim to fame. They used to parade me around after that when I got bailed out, and then I beat the cases. I beat one of the murder case on trial, and that was a big thing. And they said, well, this guy's got a lot of, I would say, guts. We used a different term back in then, and we don't use that anymore. But anyway, and they would parade me around as the up-and-coming star, the Gambino crime family. And then my understanding of everything, and then going into Manhattan and hanging out with like the bosses and stuff like that, was way over my comprehension. I mean, it was just I guess the best way I could phrase it is I became a legend in my own mind. That here's a 20, 21 year old kid being around these kind of captains and bosses and stuff like that, and I worked crap games, dice games with them, and everybody just loved me. I guess you could say I was a little charismatic in that term, and I was liked by mostly everybody there. Yeah. And
your wife Patricia says you're still charismatic, so you know. Not that you pay her to say that, but she says you are, so I'll take her word for it. We've got about 3 minutes left, so I want to get to your conversion story. So when did you get to the end of yourself and realize that it was either Jesus or nothing?
1997. I got locked up. I called them by two angels. They were wanted officers. I came off a bed run with crack cocaine because I went from the up-and-coming star to Robert the Crackhead. From the up-and-coming star in the Gambino crime family to Robert the Crackhead. Drugs came in where I was selling them and then doing them. And then before you know it, the drugs did me, and I lost everything. Found myself in Rikers Island in 1997, January 23rd, 1997. I called them my angels because that's the last time I had a drink or a drug. And then later on, even a cigarette. So God was working the process of the redemption was already in form. So in jail, I'm calling up because, I've been in and out of prisons a lot and in jail a lot. So the two things that are very important to me is to get a good attorney to get me out of the mess I got myself into, and then to get commissary money so I can live as comfortable as possible while I'm in there. And, of course, being on crack the last few years of my life, I didn't have any money, so I called up people and asked them, and everybody was giving me the cold shoulder. One girl said, why don't you go read the Bible? And I said, that's just another brush off. But I was able to talk to my daughter when I walked out of her life when she was only 7 weeks old to go get high one more time. And now I'm not medicated. I'm locked up, and I'm talking to my daughter, and she's crying. And I said, Brianna, why are you crying? She said, of course, you won't come and see me. Now, if I could have got crack or a drink or anything, I would have ran there. But instead, I had to deal with the reality of what my life was.
Yeah, and you'd broken her heart. Yeah?
Oh, it shattered my heart. Yeah. It was in pieces, you know. I remember there's so many times I could have tried, even made an attempt to see my daughter, but I'd rather stay out in the streets getting high. Yeah. So it shattered my heart. I didn't want the inmates to see me crying. I slammed it down, the phone down. I ran to my cell. Now, I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm not saying anything bad about Roman Catholics, but for me, I knew about God, but I didn't know God.
Yes.
So I knew about God, and I got on my knees, and I was crying. I said, okay, God, if you're real, either have somebody kill me or change me, because I can't live like this anymore. I don't want to live with this pain anymore. And obviously, God answered the latter one. He changed my life. And that was the time I believe God came into my life. That was when, I said to myself, everything. David Wilkerson uses the word wits end, and that's where I was. When everything I tried, how many times I tried to clean myself up, how many times I tried to be a good dad, how many times I tried to get in good mold and get away from the drugs, but I didn't want to change my lifestyle. I just wanted to change the consequences of my lifestyle, and that was a big deal for me. So I believe at that point in time, it was a surrender of my life. I believe God said, I don't want your commitments because you made too many of them. You failed them all, even to your own girl when she was born. I want you to surrender your life to me. And the exchange took place when I recognized what Christ did on the cross. He gave me his life and took my life.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tornadoes reported and warnings continue in parts of central and northeastern Mississippi. More details are coming out of the 2020 census. The report details there were not enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some household members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We've had about 84% or 43 million adults with children in their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, back with you. How you doing? Hope it's a great day for you. Hey, we're just getting it underway. 28 minutes. Let me see. This side of the top of the hour. And we've got Jack Haney joining us. Jack is the financial expert and senior partner at Patriot Gold Group. And we've got a lot to talk about. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Looking forward to our conversation here. You know, we've heard from forever, over 100 years. We're going to stick it to the rich. They make too much money. They're not doing their fair share. And, of course, when it first started out, and the idea, I think it was about 1913 when taxes first came about, it was all under that premise, you know. So 99% of the people, oh, yeah, go get the 1%. So that lasted all of about a year. About a year, and the wealthy people knew how to figure the game out, and they figured it out pretty quick with their band of attorneys. And next thing you know, the tide has turned, and guess what? They forsake the top 1%, and they go after the 99, and that's the way it's been since day one. So with Joe Biden saying that, again, he's going to stick it to the rich and all these other numbers that he puts out, how much credence does he or the government have with that kind of rhetoric?
The tide has turned in a big, big, big way. And that's what's disconcerting. You know, of course, we had Reagan back in 81 saying that government was the problem.
Okay.
And that bigger government was the problem. Even Clinton reiterated that. But then with Obama, all of a sudden, he started trying to say that government was the solution. We had a four-year reprieve of that notion with Trump. But now, on the heels of this COVID pandemic, and I say plandemic.
Yes, purposely. Yes, exactly. Yep. It was, no doubt.
It's the plandemic. And now, I mean, you have Bernie Sanders sitting atop the Senate Budget Committee. I cannot get over the fact this administration is actually trying to propose $6 trillion through not only the COVID relief bill, the American Families Plan, and this supposed infrastructure bill that less than 20% of it goes to infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It is,
it's a boondoggle of boondoggles, Jack. There's no doubt about it. But that's what they do. Even with the COVID relief bill, the initial one. Now, it was like less than 10%. Recently, the number came out that's actually like 1% went to COVID relief. The rest of it went to do what Democrats do, and that's they took care of all their cronies, make sure all the people that helped Joe Biden get elected, that they're rewarded, and the blue states who are, you know, financially in a mess and are not run very well, they're suddenly healed, all at the people's expense. Thank you very much, by budget resolution, not even by vote.
Rob Portman was saying, I saw yesterday, Republican senator out of Ohio, that with the COVID relief bill, all of the states have so much cash left on their balance sheets that Ohio just wants to allocate it to infrastructure, bridges, roads, waterways. So what is this need for a $2.2 trillion infrastructure bill, of which less than 20% of it goes to infrastructure? It's not an infrastructure bill. It's universal pre-K, free community college. And I'll tell you,
Chris, now we have hard and soft infrastructure, Jack. That's, you know, that's what that's all about, right? I love the wordsmithing of the Democrats. It's precious.
Well, and now, look, we're already seeing massive, massive signs of inflation at the grocery store, at the pump. Costco right now is masking their 14% price increases with what's called shrinkflation, where the products, goods, and services such as paper towels and bags of coffee, boxes of cereal, bags of potato chips are decreasing in size by 20% but remaining the same price, right?
So are they going to change that tab that says more to less on the bags?
I'll tell you, exactly.
That might be too honest. That might be too. I can tell you, Jack, my daughter lives in Maui, right? And she was telling me, she goes, Dad, she goes, you can't even believe Costco right now. You know, people are coming over, you know, there's empty racks. And I said, you're kidding me. Really? You know, she goes, no, Dad, that gas is crazy. Car rental, if you want to rent a car, $500 a day.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
It's crazy. Of course, they're anticipating a post-COVID travel boom. So what they're doing is, if you look at furniture stores now, and they're blaming it on the supply chain, but they know that people are spending more time at home, more time outdoors, fire pits, outdoor sectionals, lounge chairs, for the outside. The prices have gone up 20-30% on furniture.
Insane.
Lumber prices are up 232%. 232%.
So even as a do-it-yourselfer, if you weren't, you better be now, because what you have to pay, forget about labor, what you just have to pay for cost of goods now has gone through the roof.
It's crazy. It says here, May futures contracts price per 1,000 board feet of 2x4s jumped 48 to $1,420. It is absolutely crazy. So you have this going on now, and this is ahead of this insane multi-trillion-dollar legislation that Biden is trying to slam through. And
not to mention all these executive orders. Let's cancel the XL pipeline. Let's put ourselves back into, energy dependence once again. And then, let's ignore what's happening at the southern border. Oh, yeah, by the way. This is endless. And then he talks about building it better. Well, how can you build it better when you're destroying it like crazy?
Well, basically gut the Department of Homeland Security, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those accounts have been frozen. all in favor of these social safety net programs, you know, regarding child care, paid leave, health tax credits, low income tax credits, preschool, college tuition. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Well, he said, he said, hey, they're going to put you back in chains. I mean, he was being a little prescient there, because what he's doing is he's handcuffing America. And he's telling him, look, like you said earlier, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Actually, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to enslave you. I'm going to buy your vote. I've got the treasury open up. We're going to throw a little bit of cake your way. And isn't it going to be so great? Let's all sing Kumbaya, all 48 verses after me.
Well, we knew this going into this with Bernie Sanders sitting on top of the Senate Budget Committee. Janet Yellen, who is the former Fed chair under Obama, now is the Treasury Secretary, right? Mm-hmm. You have John Kerry as the climate czar. Keep in mind, Bernie Sanders, on top of this $6 trillion, by the way, is pushing for health care and expanded mm-hmm. Medicare. So there's more multi-trillion dollar legislation to be proposed here. Bernie Sanders introduced two pieces of legislation just 3 weeks ago that raises the corporate tax rate not from 21 to 28%, but from 21 to 35%. So, they're saying now they're going to raise it to 28%. I mean, every economist, even the Congressional Budget Office, says that that will absolutely adversely affect the economy and the recovery.
Yeah, why wouldn't it? I mean, we already went through this. I mean, there is such a contrast between the two administrations. And these geniuses are bringing back these theoretical practices that absolutely demolished the middle class during the Obama-Biden years. And I guess they didn't demolish it good enough, so now they're back for another bite. And if the middle class thinks that they're going to be okay under these policies and what the Biden administration is proposing, well, I would say just to go back a couple of years and let's relive history one more time, the true way.
Well, you look at the... Now, are we breaking for a commercial break?
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds, so you can say something brilliant in 30 seconds, okay?
Hey, let's just take a look at the unemployment rate. Back in February 2020, it was the lowest unemployment rate we saw in 50 years, thanks to Trump's tax reform and deregulation policies and America First agenda. Look at
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's not good enough with, these wokeristas who know better than we do, Jack Haney. We've got more from Jack on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 before the time.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jack Haney continues with us, 20 plus year financial expert, senior partner at the Patriot Gold Group. Jack, you know, they tell us it's all about taxing the rich as if, you know, that's always worked. They start out that way. And of course, you know, it's amazing how the middle class buys into that stupid rhetoric where there's no history to substantiate these statements that Joe Biden continues to make. And, you know, it's, they can go after this, you know, after the, you know, the top 1%, but they always find a way to get around it. The top 1% does, because they got the attorneys. They know how to dodge the loopholes, not to mention the fact that, you know, all the congressmen, all these elected officials need that top 1% because that's how they get reelected. Because if anything is systemic, it is the fact that, when you are elected to office, you are on the systemic hamster wheel to get reelected. And guess what? You've got to count on those people, and especially the people who have lots of money, even though you may claim, like Elizabeth Warren, oh, I never take big money, until all of a sudden you look at an analysis of the people that gave her money that she could get elected. Oh, it's interesting how these big corporations are investing in you, Elizabeth, but yet you want us to believe that it's all these, you know, these local, you know, old grandmas that are, you know, sending in part of their pensions, $10 at a time, to get you reelected, right?
Yeah, these elected officials, they're on the payroll. Nancy Pelosi flies back and forth from California to D.C. on a private jet. Her daughter, who's a documentary filmmaker, lives on Park Avenue in New York City. I mean, where do you think that money comes from? This is insane. Billionaire Leon Cooperman said, if Warren's wealth tax passes, you better get your hands on some gold. And the reason he said that was because, just as you mentioned, the wealthiest 1% don't just roll over and pay more taxes. They find loopholes. They invest in other companies. They buy physical gold and silver. They put their money in offshore accounts. I mean, please, And, you know, my wife and I had a discussion about this. And, you know, truthfully, you know, Bezos, people can say what they'd like about him and he should be paying a higher tax rate. But guess what? At the same time, he employs 147,000 Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you want to start taxing the corporations? You want to start taxing the wealthiest 1%? They're the ones that are employing the vast majority of Americans. So that doesn't work. It doesn't mm-hmm. work.
Well, of course, it's not going to be a flip of the switch overnight, and because these were all the result of some bad habits over time. That is the normal for Jeff Bezos, professional sports teams that get away with not paying any taxes and that sort of thing. If you're going to institute something that's fair across the board, if it's fair, then, I think you're going to, like anything, you're going to have some transitional issues to get through it. Short term, some of these businesses, like they did before under the Obama regime, move their companies out of the country because things were more favorable.
Of course, Bezos, I'm sorry, employs 1,271,000.
Right.
Yeah, not 147,000. 1,271,000.
You see, and how many more would have been if AOC would have kept her nose out of, Bezos putting a place there in New York, right?
Well, did you hear AOC's quote? Yeah, no kidding. I mean, look what she did to New York. I mean, absolutely. New York was counting on that, depending on that. And look what happened there. AOC recently stated, the Biden administration and President Biden have definitely exceeded expectations that progressives had.
That's a
scary quote.
It really is.
Scary quote.
And the people there that she's supposedly leading, you know, they go ahead after what she did to, you know, that city in New York, you know, for that district to, you know, kill jobs single-handedly. And these weren't, you know, burger flipping jobs. These were six-figure jobs that she destroyed and chased away. And it's like, oh, this is brilliant. And they reelect her.
Hey, well, and how much bigger of a hypocrite could you be? She went from being a bartender to a congresswoman. And believe me, there's going to be a seven-figure book deal there. And guess what? AOC is going to be buying a house on Martha's Vineyard right next to the Obamas.
Yes,
I mean, come
exactly.
on. Like, please, people, wake up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's the American dream. It's or nightmare in some cases. But that's just what it is. Jack, let me ask you, you mentioned gold and, we've been keeping an eye on gold. How is Bitcoin playing, in terms of contrast? Because we hear more and more people are, utilizing as an exchange unit. And it still seems volatile. But here it is, over 50,000 now.
Well, Bitcoin, a lot like gold, is an alternative mm-hmm. asset that goes up when the U.S. dollar goes down, right?
Right.
Gold, of course, has a 5,000-year head start on cryptocurrencies, mm-hmm. and it's still what central banks, mm-hmm. hedge funds, and governments invest in. Central banks have added more gold to their reserves in the last 12 months than at any other time since 1967. With crypto, you have to have a strong stomach. There's going to be a lot of volatility. You could see 30% swings, 30%. If you have 100,000 in crypto, you could see it down at 60,000 one day and up at 105 literally 2-3 days later. I think.
So this is an e-coupon ride.
Well, and let's ask ourselves this, too. I mean, look, Bitcoin's gone from, I think dollar parity in Bitcoin was back in 2015, so maybe about 6 years ago, where you could have bought a Bitcoin for $1, and now it's $57,000, $58,000, right?
Right.
I mean, it has all the signs of a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, governments are looking into it, right? And,
exactly.
And the thing with cryptocurrency, it doesn't represent really pulling your money from the financial system like physical gold and silver may.
Mm-hmm.
Gold's up
right.
over $1,800 an ounce this morning. Silver's up over $27. And the number of IRA applications we have in process right now is the highest we've ever had on record,
mm-hmm.
from people rolling out of traditional IRAs into self-directed IRAs backed by physical gold and silver, mm-hmm. because they're scared. And I'll tell you right now, you're scared of what's going on, if you have concerns about what's going on, physical gold and silver has been a storage of wealth for 5,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Jack, what's backing crypto? What's the asset behind cryptocurrency?
There isn't. That's just it. Now, crypto only goes up as more buyers come into the market. So it's almost like the greatest Ponzi scheme in history, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like on the surface. The other thing I would say, you and I are going to start a company, and we are going to protect people's passwords. So when you buy Bitcoin, you send your password to Jack and I, and then we'll hold it there. So that way you're not like some of these knuckleheads that have billions of dollars of asset in cryptocurrency that you forgot your password, and there's no way for you to get it back. But we'll protect it for them, won't we, Jack?
You read that about 2 months ago in the Wall Street Journal about the gentleman who...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He has 10 tries to remember his password. He already failed 7 times. He only has 3 more attempts available, mm-hmm. and he had something like $150 million in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, and it's gone up a lot more since then. But yeah. Jack, see, that's what I'm saying. As a service to crypto people, you know, because we're, you know... We're here to serve and help them out. I think if they, you know, entrust us with their password, they don't have to go through this kind of anxiety. What do you think?
If I have to remember one more username and password for every single app and every single, my wife and I, we bought concert tickets, and mm-hmm. you had to get a special parking pass for your
right.
concert ticket.
Right.
You had to download the app for that parking pass for that concert and create a username and a password. So. If you want your wealth being tied up in a username and a password, I mean, especially, look, we heard about, you know, I mean, everyone hears about the hacking and nowadays, you know, what's going on and how vulnerable computers are. Mm. I mean, I don't want my retirement being tied up in some binary code, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that's all you have is no more
well, of
than binary code. It could be incinerated with the click of a mouse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but I think that some of these states, what they could do is go ahead and, you know, break in and get the passwords and apprehend that money and save us on some taxes. I mean, just an idea. I mean, I'm just an idea guy, Jack. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Of course. Well, I mean, can't you already see the Biden administration coming up with some... Oh, it's dark money that's being mm-hmm. transferred, and it's drug money, and that's why we've decided to intervene on cryptocurrencies. I mean,
sure. Why not?
That's why you see the volatility. I mean, who was it just recently? Turkey banned crypto mm-hmm. just recently, as recent as 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, and then all of a sudden you saw Bitcoin go down. It was in the 40s. Now it's back at 58. So, and I mean, come on, do you really want to have your retirement tied in something like Dogecoin, which was started as a joke?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, some image of a dog on it, and it started as a joke. It was less than, 1/100th of a penny, and now it's apparently worth, 17 or 20 cents a piece. Come on, it's insane.
Yeah, well, this is what we love about investments and investors, right? I mean, we're a curious bunch, Jack. I mean, because we're just all a bunch of humanoids, trying to get through life and, enjoying the ride. But hopefully, we don't do anything too crazy and lose our minds in the process. But, hey, this is why we count on you, Jack, to be around. Hey, how can people, if they need some more information, how can they be in touch with you?
Please go to www.patriotgoldgroup.com or call 1-800-974-4653. That's www.patriotgoldgroup.com or call 1-800-974-GOLD.
Thank you, Jack Haney. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Hey, Bill, thank you. You bet. All right.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of